Hello and welcome to the Holly Philippa podcast. Holly is a master trainer, fitness model, and online coach who likes to think outside the box when it comes to health, fitness, wellness, and spirituality. Taking a holistic view to health and fitness, Holly talks about topics that aren't just the usual within the fitness industry and delves deep into the body, mind, and soul. Interviewing incredible guests, sharing her journey, and the knowledge she's learned along the way with you. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back to my show. So, I'm going to be real with all you out there. I recorded a podcast. It was on morning rituals. And I listened to a little bit back. And I was like, damn, girl, you need to relax. You need to relax a little bit more, and I'm sure you guys out there will be able to relate. So when you start something for the first time, whether it be a YouTube channel, I don't know, a podcast channel, you start a new job, you're meeting someone new, you're in a new relationship, whatever it may be, sometimes we don't know how to maybe act, and we're not our true authentic selves. And I've just recorded a episode with Abby Pell, Super Abs, WBFF Pro. And when I film these podcasts with my guests, it's like, it's more of a natural flow. But then sometimes when you're talking on your own to a mic and it's just your thoughts flowing, sometimes I don't want to say it feels staged, but you don't have anyone to bounce off, the energy, all that kind of stuff. So to summarize, guys, I'm going to record this morning rituals podcast again for all you out there. And I'm just going to kind of let my personality shine through these podcasts and not talk so slow, which is what I did in my morning rituals one. I think either I was crazy tired, or I hadn't had enough coffee, or I was just like, I don't know. But anyway, guys, Holly is back, energized. It is 8 p.m. on a Tuesday evening, and I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about my own personal morning ritual and routine. Loads of you guys reach out to me on Instagram and ask about my morning rituals, and I'm a huge fan of having a morning ritual. Why? Because it sets you up for the greatest day possible. If you're waking up and you have a ritual, it makes you feel empowered no matter what that ritual may be. It's a productive feeling, and you know that feeling when you tick things off the list and it feels good, you feel a sense of achievement. And if you can start your mornings like that with a bit of guidance, the rest of your day is going to flow. On a side note, it's always good to plan your day the night before. So I learned this tip from my coach and mentor, Chris, and he recommended to write down hour for hour, minute for minute, the day before, the day, if that makes sense, guys. So my own personal morning ritual and routine: wake up. Now, that is between the hours of, like, at the moment, I'm going to be really honest with you guys, it can be between 5 and 7 a.m., dependent on when my first client is booked in, and dependent on whether it's a weekday, weekend, and whether I've had sufficient sleep. Sleep is everything. So from the moment you wake up, no matter what time that may be, because it's all well and good saying, right, you need to be in bed by 9 p.m., and you need to wake up at 4 a.m., but if you have family, if you have a partner, if you work a job that doesn't allow that, or you want to spend quality time with your loved ones in the evening, and, you know, it's not always possible for everyone to be in bed by 9 p.m. or wake up at 4 a.m. So no matter what time you guys wake up, just start your rituals from then. So me personally, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to make my bed. So as soon as I wake up, and I always try to get up on the first alarm. Now at the weekends, or if I am super tired, I'm going to be real with you guys again, and I might hit that snooze button. But yeah, try and get up on that first alarm. If it's a work day, because straight away you feel a sense of achievement. And it's that fine balance, right, between what we're told to do, wake up at this time, do this, and what feels good. So bear that into account when you're developing your own rituals, and do rituals which feel good for you and which benefit you personally. Your rituals may be different to mine. So I'm going to wake up, make my bed, then I'm going to rehydrate. So I drink maybe like at least a pint of water as soon as I wake up. And then I am going to make myself a coffee, because the first coffee of the day is the best. I'm sure you guys will agree. And then, so I have like a beauty ritual as well, right? So in my beauty ritual, which is the next phase of my morning ritual, I body brush. I do oil pulling, which is basically putting coconut oil in your mouth and using it as like a mouthwash. So when I'm like swilling this coconut oil, which it does make your mouth feel like super clean after it, and it's also antibacterial, and gut health is everything, and having good dental hygiene, guys, will benefit your body composition, your mindset, and your gut health. So I'm sure I don't have to tell you guys this, but brush those teeth before bed and as soon as you wake up. Anyway, coconut oil, body brushing, shower time. And just whilst I'm doing all this, I've got something on in the background, be it a podcast, be it an audible book, be it some music, dependent on the mood I'm in on the day. I'm like, no, I need to learn this morning. I want to feel productive, or if I'm excited for life, or like I've got an adventure. I've got, I'm going to London this weekend, which is really cool. So I'm going to a seminar with Ben Pakulski, and he is such an inspirational character in my life. And I always listen to his own podcasts. Give him a listen, guys. It's Muscle Intelligence is his podcast. And he's coming to London. So I was like, I've got to go to this seminar. So it's a 3-day seminar in London, King's Gym. And I'm really excited for that. So say like I'm packing in the morning to go to London, I'm going to put tunes on. I'm going to do something that makes me feel good and get excited for life. And yeah, so I'm excited for that as well, guys. So I'll keep you updated on that. So watch out on my Instagram, and we're going to be learning different techniques. And I'm a big fan of learning something new every day and learning from the best. If you want to be the best, you've got to learn from the best. Okay, so I've had my cold shower, done all my beauty routines, got in the shower, body brush, all that kind of stuff, coconut oil pulling. Nice cold shower. If you've not tried it yet, guys, why not? Try it. It makes, it just sets you up for an amazing day. I'm sure it produces endorphins as well. You just feel good when you've had a cold shower. So if I'm supplementing, I'll take my supplements, be it vitamins D3 or vitamin C. Usually they're my supplements, my go-to supplements in the morning. Generally, I fast in the morning, so I will not have breakfast. I will eat as soon as I'm hungry though in the morning. So when I'm ready, I'll make my way to work for my clients. Again, in the car, listen to podcast, music, whatever it may be. As soon as I get to work, I am on the floor with my clients. So generally, I'm not actually hungry in the mornings until recently, about 10 o'clock. So had a big focus at the moment on my strength training. I have taken on a coach. So I've hired Wade to train me, and I think it's, you have to practice what you preach as a coach, and accountability is key. So I've got accountability with my coach Wade, and that is benefiting me greatly. And I have definitely developed more muscle mass since being on this plan, just for the fact that I've got accountability, right? And the more muscle mass we have, the higher our thermogenic rate, and the hungrier we get, basically, guys. So I've been getting my appetite has increased a lot recently because I've been spot on with my split routines, my split programs, my HIIT sessions have actually come down, my strength trainings have gone up, and my cardio, steps, all that kind of stuff has increased on a, I don't want to even say it's increased, but I'm tracking it more. Obviously, again, due to the accountability. So, yeah, I'm at work. I mean, we're still in the morning time right now. I will train clients between the hours of 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. I tend to not take on more than 6 clients a day just because I want to be on my A game with my clients. I want to provide the best quality service I can. And it's always quality over quantity, anything in life, food, clients, whatever it may be. You have to provide and consume good quality content, food, service, whatever it may be. That is one of my rules in life. And then in the afternoon, so I'm digressing from morning rituals, but hey ho, here we go, guys. So in the morning, currently, as you guys know, I'm working on my podcast, and I really appreciate and love that you guys are following the journey. So many of you reached out to me already, and I really, really appreciate the support, guys. And if there's anything or any guests or any topics you want me to talk about on my show, then hit me up an email at Holly, H-O-L-L-I-E, at Holly, H-O-L-L-I-E, Philippa, P-H-I-L-I-P-P-A.com. And I'll try and get some topics, guests, cool guests on the show. I've got loads of cool guests that I'm really excited to get on the show and share with you guys. So, yeah, I think that's all from me. So to summarize, top tips, morning rituals, do things, rituals, routines that make you feel good in the morning, make you feel productive, make you feel energized. You know, for you, it might even be giving yourself a little mini facial. It could be sitting there and reading 10 pages of your favorite book, writing your goals down, having your cold shower. You know, find things that work for you. And if you currently can't fit that in your morning, wake up 15 minutes earlier, if you can, and start scheduling those rituals in. It will change your world, guys. So let me know how you get on. Drop me a DM on Instagram at Holly Philippa. Tweet me at Holly Philippa. Facebook me. I've got an amazing community of clients now. We're all in a private group, exclusive client group on my Facebook. So if you guys want to know any more information about that as well, then drop me a message, email, DM. You know where to find me. And until next time, guys, thank you so much for the support. Just before you go, so I'm offering a free coaching call to one winner a week. All you've got to do, guys, is subscribe and leave a review on my channel, and I'm going to be picking one of you guys a week to win a free coaching call with me. So until next time, guys, stay happy, stay healthy. Peace.